Who slips?
Locked into this, I guess we're talking. What's happening? It's Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And this is Pete Bladel.
And we have three guys on. And yes, that is Pete Bladel. Still playing that funky music. He's still here with us. We're having a good time today. How you guys feeling? You good on this Thursday? Are you good?
You guys remember Diggable Planets?
I was about to say, what song is that?
It's called Ninth Wonder, Diggable Planets.
All right.
Good shit.
I'm getting all kinds of educated on this podcast.
It's like 94, I think this came out.
Sounds like it. It's got that kind of...
Yeah.
I saw a butterfly on video, video Soul.
Right.
Not, I mean, she's still fine.
Right.
But she's like on some other shit. She's trying to sing now.
Yeah, she sings back over somebody, right?
Yeah.
She's singing someone's group.
Yeah, and she's singing lead now. And
okay.
It's like some...
That's what happens when people like...
Some weird...
Get a little bit of success. They try and do something different than what they...
Pseudo-R&B.
She could rap too, right?
This is what I always wanted to do, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
VH1 Soul. I was like, come on. Come on, girl. What is this? She had like henna all over her hands.
Oh, God. She's an artist.
That kind of thing.
She's an artist.
Some spiritual. Yeah. I'm not really religious.
Spiritual. She's selling incense.
I think she's calling herself Lady Mecca Butterfly or some shit.
Oh, Jesus. Right. Is she going to put an X at the end at some point? Maybe Shabazz?
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of thing.
She's just like, hanging out with Meta World Peace.
Yeah.
She's like, Sister Soldier's a poser.
Yeah.
I'm the real shit.
She still looked great, though. She looked like she
always,
aged a
she
bit.
She always looked good.
She looked like she aged a bit.
Well, she probably uses all kinds of lotions.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's never going to crack.
Yeah. That's like a routine every night.
Yeah.
Dips herself in that vat.
Vat of cocoa butter.
Jumps out, rubs it off. I got like 9 cocoa butters in my drawer right now.
Diggable Planets, oh, they only have 2 albums. They kind of broke up, right? They
maybe were good. 2.
The first one was
Cool Like That.
Cool Like That. And Where I'm From was on the first one, I think. Mm-hmm. This is the second album.
Yeah.
This is her rap.
She could rap, man. She's kind of mad, but even it look, head rap for no reason. She has a head wrap on for no reason. Henna. Not that I'm dissing henna or anything, but just out of nowhere, she has henna. She's like, I'm embracing my spiritual side.
And you can tell because I have tattoos, henna tattoos.
Yeah. Like, really? Don't you know? Embracing
it. Couldn't you embrace
the
spiritual
side?
When
you see henna, you don't, it doesn't really look like a tattoo. You're like, oh,
right.
What the fuck's wrong with your hand?
It's like something doodled on your hand. Yeah.
There used to be a lady that the daycare that we used to go to when she was little. And well, you know, she would come back from a wedding, just henna everywhere. Hands, feet, everywhere. God.
It stays on you for like a few days, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't go away.
Yeah. Oh, how was that a wedding? Oh, I know. I know.
That was a wedding.
Hey, did you guys realize it was 20 years since OJ?
Yeah.
94.
Yeah. I didn't even realize it. I remember I was talking to my wife.
The trial was 95.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to my wife about it, and she was saying about him being guilty or innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember exactly where I was when the verdict was announced.
Me too.
I remember, where were you at?
I was at CCD class in line ready to leave. My parents taped the verdict so I could watch it when I got home.
On videotape?
Yeah, on VHS. And then some kid in my class, as we were lining up, like, they found OJ not guilty. I'm like, damn it, man. Come on. Like,
Spoiler alert. Come on.
That was my first spoiler of my entire life.
Spoiler.
All right, wait, let me ask you something. The one thing that my family always jokes about with the OJ case, because mm-hmm. They're big Howard Stern fans, was when that guy called into Brian Williams.
Yeah.
And he was like, I see OJ. And he looking very scared. Is that racist? Was that what he did? I don't know.
I don't.
Because he made the kind of a weird voice.
He's just doing a voice.
Right. I think it was, I don't know if that's
my lord, this is the quite tenses.
Nah,
I think
just doing a voice.
The joke is that you sound ridiculous and they still put you on the air.
Okay, cool.
Because people do that with like dumb redneck voices too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when they prank call those. Hey, I don't know if it's racist. I don't know. Your family's not racist, Pete.
Okay, thanks. I've been living with that. I've been living with that for the last 20 years.
You guys were laughing and you're wondering why. Where were you at when you saw?
I was.
Were you part of that black crowd that started cheering?
I saw that video. I remember.
Were you there, Andy?
No. First of all, I thought he was guilty, obviously. But the verdict was announced at like 1:30 in the afternoon Eastern time, and that was in the days when I would sleep till 2. So, because I worked at a restaurant at nights, so. I wasn't going to set my alarm to wake up for the verdict. So I remember in my room asleep, and my brother opens my room door. He's like, "Hey, he's not guilty." And he closed it again. I was like, "Oh, really?" And I went back to sleep. I didn't think it was going to be, I was like, that's shocking, but I didn't think it was going to be like a firestorm of controversy. Yeah, and I woke up like, you know, an hour later or whatever. And I was like, "Oh, this is like a big deal. They're still talking about this an hour later." And then the racial shit, you know, it all broke down on racial lines. It became the story for like a month after that.
Yeah.
But I thought he was obviously guilty, and the whole thing with the jury being sequestered and all that, I mean, you know, you don't know what they're thinking because they can't, they don't get the analysis, they don't get the shit that we get fed. So, you know, who knows? I mean, I'm going to have found him not guilty if I was on the jury, too. I can't.
I remember actually watching the news and seeing they had shots, like footage from a white bar and a black bar.
Right.
And the white bar was like, I remember this one woman had her hands over her head, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then when then they cut to the black bar and it was just like everyone was like, yeah, jumping up and down, screaming.
And I'll tell you why.
It was like a sketch.
I remember it was like a sketch. I was working at a place called Southwest Research and I was in the fitness center doing a delivery. And I stopped to watch the TV, and they made the announcement, and the guy, Tom, and the girl that worked there, Tom and his assistant, both looked stunned, and I laughed so hard.
Did you point at them?
I laughed. So I said, I started laughing.
Like the obvious, like, I'm laughing at you.
I laughed so hard. And I just turned and walked out. And they had such a stunned look on their faces, and that's what I was laughing
at. Well, that's like an opportunity to see white people upset.
And that's what black people were so happy about. Yeah, and I was trying to explain that to my wife, my white wife, that...
it's a you mad situation.
Jay Leno said it on Politically... I remember when Maher had his old show, Politically Incorrect.
Right.
And Leno was a guest.
Right.
And Leno had said... The reason why people are so mad is because this black guy used the system literally exactly the same way as white people, and it worked exactly how it has worked.
The problem was
people got mad because they'd never seen it like
the
that.
The cognitive dissonance there was white people never saw it as using the system. They just thought justice was being served.
Yeah.
So they never thought manipulation. They never thought like, oh, fucking lawyer tricks and manipulation. They just thought, oh, when someone's guilty, they're found guilty. And when someone's not guilty, they're not guilty. There weren't enough facts or whatever. Every now and then there's a concession. Like, okay, those cases in the 40s and 50s with an all-white jury finding the black guy guilty.
I just watched a thing about the KKK where the guy fucking shot these lieutenant colonel coming back, driving down the roads of Georgia. It was about the rise and fall.
He was on a march.
Yeah, they were driving him and two other dudes, and they were driving back from that. They fucking shot him dead, and they got not guilty.
Birdshot.
Yeah.
No, that guy did some time, but not much.
No, not this one. This is a different. This is another one.
Okay. Okay.
This one really there was more than one.
The one where you posted the picture on
there's
Facebook?
A few more. No, that's another.
That's a different march.
That's a different thing.
That guy was guilty. But he didn't do much time.
Yeah, that guy did, but he did like two.
He shot him with birdshot, like a shotgun.
This was like after Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights.
Oh, right. Thing. Okay.
This guy was a lieutenant colonel. He had served in World War II. He was a lieutenant colonel in the reserves. And he was driving, just him and two other black guys were just driving. And some dudes in the Klan just killed him. And the guy said, he was like, he said he was just going to go, I'm going to go kill me some niggas. And that's exactly, no, not niggas, niggers. And
hard R.
That's what he did. He went and killed some, and they got off. They got off.
Right.
Not guilty. Just.
I'm sorry. Like, that's all I got for you right now. Yeah.
Andy's beyond that. Pete is still sucked into that.
Well, that's when it's like such an open and shut case and they're still found not guilty. Like, what is even, there's no alibi. It's like,
there was no alibi.
It's like, we're not even presenting a case.
Yeah.
We have witnesses that saw me shoot this car up with people.
I don't know if you guys realize, but I only shot a black guy. Yeah. So
right. No, we know. That's why you're not guilty.
Yeah. It was their music was loud. So what are you going to do? We're going to just let
their
that
on their AM radios let that were in their old ass Plymouths.
Let them play loud Temptations music.
1950.
You know, yeah, like a little 2-inch speaker.
A lot of ooze.
Crackling.
Yeah, that was that's hard, man.
Man, it would suck to die with Motown in the background.
Oh God,
it's way too upbeat.
I can't even imagine.
You got to hear that. You got to hear people happy.
You better shop around.
Imagine,
oh baby.
You know, like the girl who texted, "I love the song Happy, it makes me happy." And then like 3 seconds later, she died.
And that
she's
song
hearing
isn't
the happiest shit. And she's like fading away
that
into
death. That
song
is now going to follow her into oblivion.
This doesn't seem appropriate.
Right.
For the rest of her life.
She's hearing people having the time of their lives while she dies.
What you needed to hear was America Pie. That's what you needed to hear.
Right.
Bye, like, bye.
This is good dying music right
here.
This
is music to die to right here.
Yeah, I feel better about this right now. I mean, you know, those guys died. Richie Valens, yeah. Big bopper.
Here's a weird question. I read about this in a book one time. This writer, Chuck Klosterman, talks about how he always brings an iPod and airplane because if the plane goes down, he wants to control what song he listens to.
Right?
I'd
be indecisive.
You know,
probably.
Mine would be Lucky by Radiohead because it's about surviving an airplane crash.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
All I've ever thought about is my walkout song. If I was a closer pitcher, what would my walkout song be?
Maybe it's the same song.
It might be. Welcome to the Terror Dome. As the plane's going to crash.
Welcome to the Here we are.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Bam. And then the plane crashes.
Yeah, I would probably still be scrolling as the plane hit. Like, come on. I don't like now. Come on.
I'm
going to
be the last one ever here. Is this
and then,
what
boom,
I wanna go out to?
The plane fucking landed.
I want to go out to Stroking by Clarence Carter. This is the last song
I thought this was on my phone. Let me try to buy it real quick on Amazon. I thought this was on my phone. Shit. God dang. Pilot, pull up for a second. Yeah. Just buy me a second here.
That's what I thought when the OJ thing is. And then Chappelle, who I've seen a lot this week on television, articulated it perfectly in that joke he did. I said, we should have been quiet about that shit. We celebrated too loudly. He started dancing. In your face. Oh, that justice system burns, don't it? Oh, it burns.
Well, Chris Rock had that black people too happy, white people too mad.
Yeah. White people haven't been that mad since they canceled MASH.
MASH, yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Every day I got to my mailbox for my OJ prize, nothing.
Oh, also with Chappelle, that two judicial system sketches, or that sketch, remember that? Where Tron goes in.
Yeah,
and
Tron,
it's like,
I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
So many amendments.
Well, you know what? All right, here's what really, I love that sketch. That might be my favorite Chappelle Show sketch. Yeah, and here's why Chappelle was so like eye-opening for a lot of people. I grew up white kid in the suburbs, right? So there's that one part where the banker guy or whatever is like, you've been found guilty by a jury of your peers, and it's all these thugged out black guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, wait a minute. That's not fair. They're just going to, oh, wait a minute. Like, that happens to
black people.
Wow.
How about the kid who got the rich kid who killed those people drunk driving, and he's fucking off.
Affluenza, man. It's tough.
Affluenza.
It's tough, man.
And a judge sat with a straight face and was like, yeah.
It's hard out here for a win.
It's hard out here. Hard out here for a rich kid. So, you know, in his 20s, he'll be fine.
Oh,
he'll be right back out in the mix.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, jail would really ruin his privileged life.
His butthole.
His life's so nice right now. We don't want to make it like bad.
Well, that's kind of how the thing goes. Like, if someone has a shit life because they're poor or whatever, it's like, well, jail's not much. But someone has like this privileged life, you're like, wow, jail would really hurt this guy.
Yeah.
And so people feel sorry for the dude.
By the way, that's gone. That case is gone. It was here for like a minute.
He didn't get anything. No probation, no.
I think it's still ongoing.
You can look it up. It's still ongoing, but it's not going to be any consequences for the kid. No consequences.
Well, there'll be minor ones like probation and shit.
Yeah. Which is not a consequence. Don't get into any trouble for them. And even if he does, his father will throw money at it.
Don't be affluent for the next 12 months.
I think about that a lot. If my kid was to get into trouble, what would I do?
Yeah.
Because my father was very much about, if you do it, you're going to suffer the consequences.
Right.
But my father also said, look, if you didn't do it, I will back you to the end no matter what. But if you did it, say you did it, and take the consequences of what you
said. Dexter, I'm gonna go turn you in.
I'm gonna turn you in.
The affluenza.
So I think about that with my kid a lot. Like, what
That same approach. I think that's a good approach.
What do I do? If you didn't do it, I'll back you to the end. I'll empty my bank account trying to keep you out of jail. But if you did do it.
Sorry.
Yeah. Suffer the consequences of your actions.
The affluenza kid's name is Ethan Couch.
Of course it is.
He was sentenced to probation.
Of course.
No, a judge on Wednesday, this is in February, ordered Ethan Couch, who drove drunk and caused a crash, killing four people, injuring two, that he go to a lockdown residential treatment facility.
Residential treatment?
Rehab. State District Judge Gene Boyd had already decided the Texas teenager would serve no jail time. He was sentenced last year to 10 years probation. 10 years. Mm-hmm. His story made national news because of influenza, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So he had to go to rehab for drunk driving.
And that is why black people laughed when OJ got off.
Right.
Because it happened.
That right there is why black people laughed.
And this was Texas, by the way.
That's why. Of course it was.
And that whole thing with Jim Irsay, too, the Colts owner.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, no. Nah.
And the NFL's not going to do nothing to him.
Yeah. Oh, what an amazing redemption story. You know, he has problems. Yeah. He went to rehab. He's okay now.
NFL ain't going to do nothing to him. Well, if that had been a player, shit.
Oh, God.
Right. You don't wait for the trial.
With $30,000 in a suitcase.
This is a bag of money.
Well, he said, he was like, I always carry like $30,000 around. What's the big deal? Like, no player would get away with that shit. Like,
you're going to buy drugs.
I give cash to poor people.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I do. That's what he said. He's like, I do a lot of giveaways and shit. I just already have bags of cash.
Yeah, give away to my dealer and.
Well, what about the bag of pills?
Yeah.
What about the hefty bag of pills?
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you always have that on you?
You know, you got to have a variety.
No, well, there you go.
And plus, when you combine cash and pills, you're like, oh, someone's buying and or selling these things.
Yeah. Right? It looks like trafficking.
Yeah, exactly. That's
it looks a lot like trafficking, doesn't it? Doesn't
it? But it's, oh, well, he's a white rich owner. There's no way he's selling drugs.
And
what?
That's why the commissioner of the NFL is a piece of shit.
Oh, Goodell's a scumbag.
He's a piece of shit. Goodell's. If that had been a player, it'd have been over.
Yeah.
Ain't no trial. What? And by the way, I'm not even saying it shouldn't be over. You should get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
You should get whatever punishment should be handed out. But just because you're an owner, if anything, you should punish him just because he had a shirt on, looked like a fucking figure skater. Did you see his fucking shirt? Look at
that
fucking
Western
picture.
Shirt.
That fucking shirt.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
With the fucking rhinestone stars on the back.
Right.
It's like, what the? Are you a figure skater? Are you a Western figure skater?
It's
the
like,
fuck are you doing?
It's like Ed Hardy's After Dark collection.
What the fuck are you doing, man? You need to go to jail, dog. You need to go rehab
just for the shirt.
But who's going to be a job creator for the Indianapolis Colts if he goes to jail?
That's true.
All right, not guilty of the drug thing, but that shirt, man, that's 4 years.
Yeah. That's
you got to do some time for that.
You got to go. How about this White House? And now we're going to do stories. Let's talk about Halle Berry. Speaking of money, Halle Berry has to pay $16,000 a month in child support. Halle Berry has been ordered. Side note, did you see the way her now ex-man.
This dude, the child support dude?
No. After that, she was dating Oliver. Actually, his name is Olivier. Olivier Martinez, the actor.
How many exes does she have?
Just this guy and that guy.
Okay.
Olivier is a good-looking dude who was in SWAT.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
A bad guy in SWAT.
It's been so long since I've seen that
movie.
He was
also in that movie with Richard Gere and...
I'm not going to remember.
He was fucking Richard Gere's wife, and Richard Gere killed
Unfaithful?
Him.
Oh,
I remember that.
He's the dude. He's that guy.
Okay.
All right.
And that's one of her exes.
That's the last ex.
Most recent ex.
Yeah. The reason why I know this so is because he kicked the shit out of this one, the baby dad.
Really?
He kicked the shit out of him.
Wow.
Like, the eye was all fucked up. There's, like, pictures.
I heard nothing about that.
Eyes are all... It was, like, on Thanksgiving.
Jesus.
Came by the house or some shit, started lipping off to him. Turns out, Olivier Martinez comes from a family of fighters.
Oh, okay. So he was ready to...
He happens to be the one who went into acting. Brothers are boxing champions. Grandfather was a boxing champion. Father was a boxing champion. Kicked the shit out of him.
See, what was the reason for that?
He was lipping off to him at the... He went to go pick up the kids, start talking shit to him. Olivier was like, you need to back up, bruh. And, no, fuck you. You're a model. Are you sure you want this?
Yeah.
Well, you're just an actor and ooh.
And that's wham.
Kicked the shit out of him. They both got arrested. And Olivier was like, I don't give a shit.
So whose house were they at?
At her house.
So she was having Thanksgiving in her house. And
he comes by to get the kid.
Okay.
I'm assuming he didn't like Olivier Martinez.
Some words were
Oliver, but it's Olivier. He didn't like him being there. probably started talking shit to him. Dude was like, you didn't talk shit to me, dog. I don't know what to, what? And beat the fuck out of him. I mean, beat the fuck out of him. It was not, that fucking mugshot is not cute. He looks like a mixed martial arts dude after a fight.
A tablet is
his fucking
crashed.
Face is all fucked up. This dude, the model, and a model too?
Gabriel, whatever.
Moneymaker.
Gabriel Aubrey. That's Olivier right there. I'm like, what makes you think you can fucking...
Probably didn't know he was a fighter.
No. Nobody did. That's what I
talked shit. What?
Shit, I mean, they were like, yeah, he comes from a family of fighters. I was like, well, now...
I got it.
Because when I saw his face, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Look at his face. Look at that.
Oof. Oh, I don't even want to...
Look at that. Both eyes. Look at that.
God.
He looks like Pumpkinhead.
God damn.
Beat the fuck out of him. I mean, beat the fuck out of him.
One eye is really fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the
other
one
is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that's the eye. He caught him with the hook.
Oh, look, and then look at this one. They put side by side with a pretty picture of him as a model, long hair model. They show the before.
Tough luck, guy. Anyway.
That's the shot he caught him with the hook with.
So now she is.
So she. He has to. They had split up and it didn't go good.
Yeah.
So Halle Berry has been ordered to pay big bucks to her ex-boyfriend, Gabriel Aubrey, as I'm reading. The X-Men Days of Future Past star has to fork over $16,000 a month to the father of her six-year-old daughter, Nala, which was a settlement reached in their child support case. Since it was the settlement, this is the best deal that they could get. So that means they came in high as shit.
Yeah.
And
that's what they do. You come with like some ridiculous amount.
So this was the best deal they could do was 16. How much is that a year, Andy?
Well, how much was it?
$16,000 a month.
That's like $200,000 a year. Mm. Yeah.
Barry is said to be fully responsible for her daughter's tuition, while both parents will divide her health care expenses. I didn't get health care.
Health care.
Put her on
your
fucking insurance.
Get her some Obamacare.
But he doesn't have to do that. That's enough money to live off of easily.
This goes until she turns 19.
Or graduates high school.
Graduates from high school, which she could do at probably 16.
But she's not going to.
No. She'll probably go to at least 18.
Yeah, like most people.
Outside of her parental obligations, Barry also has to pay his $300,000 attorney fees.
Jesus.
Oh, goddamn.
As well as retroactive child support payments of $115,000.
What?
That's lawyer shit right there. Like, yeah. They racked up. They billed $300,000
just
fees,
to get the money.
Just
yeah.
to get that shit, yeah. They didn't work that hard.
The Canadian model fought back when the Monstrous Ball star wanted to move Nala to France to be with her and her current husband, which, as far as him being a father, I don't have a problem with.
Now yeah. She's a Monstrous Ball star.
If you wanted to move...
She won an Oscar.
She was an X-Men star before.
Me and my wife split up, and you want to take my kid to another continent? Yeah. Now we got to go to... All right. Now we got to go to court.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to court with you. Just fucking stay here. You work here.
Yeah.
In fact, the men got into a bloody brawl around Thanksgiving.
So Olivier's the new guy, or is he?
Yeah.
They broke up.
Okay.
But he was the new guy. He was the more recent guy
all
at
right.
that point.
Okay, gotcha.
So he was like, hey, why are you suing my girl?
She also had a son with Maceo in Martinez, with Olivier. She had a son with him in October.
All these, every dude who dates
Halle
Berry.
Oh, wait, they're married. See if they're married. Google that.
Who's married?
I thought they were broke up.
Halle Berry and Olivier?
Yeah. I feel really. I guess not. She announced she was expecting her first child with Martinez. Well, that doesn't.
That
mean
doesn't
anything.
Mean shit.
Well, it says that they married in July, so maybe they got married.
Good for them.
Good for her. You know he'll fucking fight for you. You know that much.
Every dude who dates Halle Berry should call David Justice first.
Yeah.
And just be like, dude, what's going on with that? Like, you were there first.
I remember years ago.
Because there's like nine dudes that have gone through.
Yeah, there's like a lot of shit and there's been some kind of problem with all of them.
Yeah.
It's her.
She's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember,
what's the common denominator here?
I remember years ago, Dave Justice went on Tom Joyner's morning show because Hallie had went on talking shit about Dave Justice. And Dave Justice went on the morning show and was like, y'all have to remember, she's an actress. It's not. You have to remember that. I'm a baseball player.
Spouses.
She's like, I'm a baseball player. She's an actress. So.
Yeah. Meaning like she's crazy? Or
well, the shit she says, she can make you believe it.
Oh, okay.
That's her job.
Yeah.
I can't come on here. And as a man, you're not allowed to say, like when Brad Pitt broke up with Jennifer Aniston. I remember talking to my wife about this. When Brad Pitt broke up with Jennifer Aniston and he started seeing
Jolie,
everybody was talking shit about Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
But as a man, you're just like, you're not allowed to say, Hey, that bitch is out of her fucking mind. You can't do that because people shit on you for it.
Well, they felt bad because they thought of Angelina Jolie as a homewrecker and Brad Pitt broke up the marriage.
So he has to, Aniston is like a America's sweetheart type.
They put the onus on him.
He has to sit back and take it. He can't say, hey, look, I wanted to have kids. She doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with her anymore.
Yeah, right.
I happen to meet this woman who clearly wants to have children.
Right.
I like her kids.
She wants to have everybody's children.
By the way, she's gorgeous. Have you looked at her?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What am
I doing wrong? You know, he's not allowed to say that. Because if you say that out loud, so he has to just sit on it. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna go help rebuild New Orleans. Yeah. So you go ahead and listen to that bitch talk shit about me while I go build a neighborhood up.
But I don't even think it was.
And you have to take it.
It was not Aniston talking shit as much as people talking shit on her behalf.
Well, yeah, she said some shit about him in an interview.
He has to just take it. And I'm like, that's fucking.
I mean,
nonsense.
She can say a little bit of shit, but I mean, obviously she has some things to say about him. But she wasn't leading the charge.
Yeah.
You know, she gave like two sentences worth of quotes.
You know who was leading the charge? Chelsea fucking Handler.
Oh. Well,
and
he
has to fucking just take it. Yeah. He can't, as a man, you can't just stand up and even just defend yourself.
And if you're Brad Pitt, you can't bring yourself down to Chelsea Handler's level to talk to her about some
stuff. So you have to just be like, well.
I'm an actor, Brad Pitt.
You know, they said the same thing
Brad Pitt.
Jessica Simpson's old man when he was
Lachey.
Like. Yeah, he was like, look, you got to give me some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know? I'm not, I don't have a career.
We're splitting up. He put his career on hold, basically. He had a viable career.
90 degrees,
That's money.
Una noche.
Well, then he did that show. Or not the show. He had the
now he's hosting
the song.
Some shit.
He had the what's left of me. He had the solo album with the breakup song about her, and that was a big hit.
So when they broke up, he's trying to get the money that they brought in together.
Trying to raise a daughter.
So they're trying to
trying to raise a daughter.
They're trying to. He's trying to get some of the money, and people are shitting on him for it.
Because he's like, I was on that show too.
He's like, I'm on a show too. Why am I not getting any of this money?
Oh, she wasn't getting the newlywed money?
She was the star.
He was like, all right,
she got way
two of us on the show.
No, but it's Newlyweds with Nick and Jessica. That was the show.
Do you see how easily that flowed out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Do you see how easily that flowed out
of your mouth? She was the breakout star.
Her dad is the manager of the shit. I guess
he's a maniac.
Contracts.
He's a maniac.
So he had to take them to court to get money. People shit on him for it. Like, why are you shitting on this guy?
They get paid.
For getting what he did.
Yeah. Fair pay for fair work.
You know.
Patriarchy, et cetera.
Now, you feel like
problematic.
You don't like Hallie having to pay this money.
Well,
I don't give a shit.
Look, if I'm against the system forcing men to do shit like this, which happens all the time,
which we
I'm against
are.
It as a rule across the board.
Yeah.
So I understand that he has a case in that she should be taking the kids overseas and she should be helping him. Because now what's happening is she's not taking the kid to France and he's going to get the kid. So she's going to be paying child support. I get that. But $200,000 a year. Plus the other $300,000 in lawyer fees.
Yeah.
Plus an additional $115,000 for some expenses. Yeah, like miscellaneous. That's fucked up. Yeah. Either way, she should pay because whichever parent doesn't have the kid should help support the kid. But it's wrong when it's done to a woman too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Either way, the system's fucked. Now,
what I did,
it's like the OJ thing. It's like, we've been getting fucked all this time.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
So you know
it's fucked up, and I think it's fucked up when men have to do it. I think it's fucked up when Shane Mosley's wife took his fucking championship belts.
Really?
Yeah. Took his championship belts. I'm going to keep them for the kids. Bitch, they're my kids.
Yeah.
You think I don't?
Yeah.
Fucking,
she never.
I
never threw a punch in her life, and she gets to hang on to the belts.
Took his belts.
God.
Shit like that.
Halle Berry
couldn't even call him like undefeated or anything.
Yeah.
Like, he took
his fucking belts. You know, Jesus. So shit like that. So on that aspect, I'm like, well, fuck her. I think the whole thing is fucked up. I don't think it's fair.
Well,
to neither man nor woman. What I did find interesting was all these women who were like, she shouldn't pay any money, girl. That's fucking wrong. Is it? Because you didn't have any problem when a man has to just
unfair in favor
unload out of his fucking pocket.
Unfair in favor of me is still unfair. That's how I feel. Like unfair. It's a principle thing.
Yeah,
and I get that, you know, he's benefiting from a system that has benefited women mostly, like 99% of the time, but it's still a fucked up system.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't dispute you on that.
Halle Berry, by the way, here's her Wikipedia page.
Something wrong with her.
First of all, on Wikipedia, it has her name, blah blah blah, residence, ethnicity. It says mulatto. Is that a real category?
No,
that's classic Wikipedia.
No,
born
that's not a thing.
Born Maria Halle Berry, August 14th.
She calls herself black, by the way.
Right, residence Hollywood Hills, California. Ethnicity mulatto.
That's
education.
Self-editing, man.
Here are we in. Jesus Christ. She's an octoroon.
Just 1/8.
What fucking year are we in?
Yeah, someone, and then you can link to Mulatto on Wikipedia to explain what that means. We all know what that means.
Yeah.
Spouses.
My daughter.
I'm surprised that someone who like still says Mulatto knows how to edit Wikipedia articles.
Exactly. How'd right. you even get to this page, you 92-year-old white
you
person?
You know what? It's probably someone from another country whose English isn't quite that good. Yeah. And they think, like, for them, Mulatto is a legit term.
How you say Mulatto?
How do you say Mulatto? Yeah. Mulatta?
Spouses, David Justice from 93 to 97.
All right.
That poor dude.
Eric Benet from 01 to 05.
I remember that. He was a sex addict.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a sex addict. 01 to 05 for Eric Benet. And then she was partners with Gabrielle, this model who got punched, Gabrielle Aubrey, who's getting the payday, from 05 to 10. So she left Eric Benet in 05, and she immediately shacked up with Gabrielle Aubrey. And then Oliver Martinez married in, or Olivier Martinez married in 2013.
What's funny about the Eric Benet thing? He ends up being a sex addict.
Yeah.
I bet you she threw that at him in an argument. What are you, some kind of sex addict?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly what it is.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. You're right, I am. She threw that shit at him in an argument.
Eric Benet, I'm looking now at his... Who's this is Wikipedia. Now, you get fucking sucked into this shit.
I think he's married now.
Eric Benet, yeah, doesn't have his marital history.
I think he's married now. Probably has a discography.
Yeah, it has like music.
Where he's from.
I mean, I'm sure it says it somewhere in the article, but it's not in the little quick reference thing.
Yeah.
Acting career, awards, nominations, discography.
Acting career.
He probably acted in some shit.
Halle Berry got into some stuff, just like some extra work.
He benefited from that. Yeah. He benefited from his relationship with Halle Berry.
Something wrong with her. She's fine as shit, but... She's fucking
yeah,
nuts.
You don't roll through four husbands.
No, no.
And everything's okay.
Well, no. A lot of actresses have a bit of a screw loose. Like, it's like comics. Like, there's just there's an issue there. So you got to deal with it.
All of us got something.
Mulatto. The term is generally considered archaic by some.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
And inadvertently derogatory.
Isn't that weird how it's archaic?
By some. Yeah.
Especially in the African-American community. The term is widely used in Latin America as Caribbean usually without suggesting any insult. Okay, so maybe a Latin American edited the Wikipedia page for Halle Berry.
I'm going with French.
Maybe it's French. Maybe Mulatto just they didn't understand.
Somebody French because of Olivia Martinez is French.
Yeah, or someone like a family member of his who doesn't like him dating Halle Berry. He was like, yeah, he's dating a Mulatto girl.
Why are you with that fucking Mulatto girl?
Halle Berry, half-breed. Oh, in my country, it's fine. We can say that. Yeah. I'm from a different region. I'm from Southern Virginia. Where people say shit like that.
Pete, were you in a frat?
No, no way.
You never did that?
No.
Oh, that frat story is horrible.
Well, I say that because that caught my eye as I was flipping.
It's horrible.
We don't really have any way to anywhere to go after that story, but you look like you could be in a frat.
Oh, easily.
But well, the football team is kind of a frat.
It's own, yeah, football's kind of like its own thing.
Even the 53rd guy on the roster.
What number did you wear in football?
Well, I had a bunch of different numbers because as a walk-on, they don't give you your own number. You kind of just get what's left. So my junior year at UVA, I was number 96.
Okay.
Like a lineman, right?
Right. But we had double numbers.
Were you a
lineman? Yeah, defensive end.
Okay.
But we had double numbers because
more than 100 guys, right?
A tight end was number 96, so I got to have number 96. But
2.0.
Yeah, my senior year, a defensive guy had 96, so I got 74.
74, which is an offensive lineman.
Yeah, which is it's an ugly ass number.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's like a guard.
Yeah,
like a fat guard.
That was
some fat ass center.
Yeah, like the 7 and 4, or like stretching around a gut.
And it's just wet. As soon as you put the shirt on, it's just wet from sweat.
Well, you know, number defensive ends are in the '70s in the NFL.
Not all the time, very rarely.
Dexter Manley, Charles Mann for the Redskins.
Howie Long was 75.
Okay, maybe in the '80s. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, but
the
75 had... might have meant something to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. But
my father was the 75th person off the boat in
it's
Nam.
Not a number. It's not a number for defense.
74 is in my Twitter handle, dude. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, well, it's your birth year, though.
What position did you play?
What's that?
What did you play? DB?
Defensive end. DB? Yeah. You kidding me? No way.
Defensive end.
So you, like you and Jason Sehorn?
Yeah.
You know who else played defensive end? It was Rudy.
He did.
He did play end.
Rudy was probably a better football player than me.
And how many years did you play?
I played 2 years in high school, my last 2 years, and I played 2 years at CNU, my first 2 years there, and then transferred to UVA and walked on to the last 2 years there. So 6 years overall.
They called him less than Rudy.
What do you think you were weighing back then?
My heaviest, I was like 260.
Yeah. Jesus. You like that 205?
Yeah, I'm like 215. I'm up there.
14 men were arrested. This is at a frat. I'm guessing that they're white.
Hazing.
Gamma Phi Gamma.
What?
In Wilmington. So this is in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
14 men were arrested Thursday after an investigation into a hazing incident that left a man with permanent injuries to his genitals. So I'm going to go ahead and go way out on the limb. These are white boys.
No.
Oh, well, clearly they're white boys.
White guys like a lot of dick play. I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, it's
black men are so homophobic, they stay away from the dick. They'll hit you with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But they stay away from the dick.
What about spanking? Do black people spank?
They don't see that as homophobic. I don't know why. But there's a lot of paddling that goes on amongst black
asses.
Fraternities.
Yeah.
A lot of paddling.
Right.
Which, by the way, goes back to slavery. This has been fucking proven. All this beatings and stuff goes back to slavery.
Okay.
So I'm always like, you can act like the white man.
It's like getting jumped in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of beating. Like that guy at the... In the fam's band who got beat basically to death.
Right.
In the fucking band.
Right. Band hazing.
Yeah. This incident happened at the Gamma Phi Gamma Fraternity House, which is also known as the Gobbler House.
Gobbler.
We're off to a great start.
Officers were called to
Wilmington
Memorial
College,
Hospital after a pledge from the fraternity was taken there with serious injuries. On the night of the incident, 3 pledges were inducted in the fraternity and the 600 black blah, 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 while 20 members watched and participated. That's the key there, so participated.
600 block of Fife Avenue.
Fife.
Named after Fife Dog.
Fife Dog. The 3 pledges were blindfolded in the home's basement and told to get on the floor and make swimming motions in 3 inches of water. Who the fuck is putting water on my floor?
In the basement. Charmy's daughter.
Next, officials said the 3 men stood naked and had icy hot lotion applied to their bodies.
Who applied it? Some dude.
Some
dude slathered up his hand with icy hot.
Whatever guy they liked the least in the frat.
Yeah. Like another pledge, probably.
While other members used not tied towels to hit them.
Oh, how can you not come up swinging? If you're naked, blindfolded, and someone's hitting you, the instinct is rip off the blindfold and start
fighting.
Punching people, right?
One pledge, identified as Tyler Lawrence, was hit in the groin so hard, officials said he had to have his testicle removed during emergency surgery at Clint Memorial Hospital.
No. Tyler Lawrence.
Oh, God.
It's hard to understand. This is the president talking. Of the college. It's hard to understand why at a college like this, we could have an incident like that and we don't ever never condone that type of activity. You fucking idiot.
Uh-huh.
Just like you wonder why women being raped on your campus, how that happens, really? You fucking idiot. Wilmington College requires all fraternities complete anti-hazing education before rush season begins.
Oh, they don't pay attention to that.
They signed a release saying that they had education, have been educated on anti-hazing. And then pledges also signed a card saying they're going to go through the pledging process. Really?
They sign like bend over on the release.
It's not real. It's all just paperwork.
Yeah, it's just a paper trail. In case something happens, you have a thing where they pledge
cover
not to
ass.
Do that.
Yeah. They put all the names in this shit. They put the whole shit. Everybody's charged with 1 count of hazing. And they're going to court.
Tyler Lawrence, by the way, remains in the frat and has defended the actions of his frat.
Because lost his balls.
Because
he's got no balls.
You lost balls for it.
You lost a ball.
Oh, a ball?
One ball.
A ball.
All right, you still got one.
Not only did he lose a ball.
You know how much that must have hurt?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Everyone knows.
You lose consciousness.
I refuse to think about it.
Everyone knows he lost a ball. So, like, he's going to talk to girls on campus and shit, and they're like, oh, you're the kid with the who lost his ball, right?
Yeah. So, hey, you're strike one.
hey, uni, what's going on? We got a nickname for you now.
Oh, man, that's, wow. I don't know how. Oh, gosh.
There's a news report.
Well, Clyde and Carol, this is a crude example of what police say the pledges were struck with in the basement of the Gamma Phi.
This is a news report we're listening to.
All 3 suffered serious bruising, though Tyler Lawrence had to undergo emergency surgery.
Oh, God.
All is quiet here on the campus of Wilmington College as school is out for the summer. But what police say went on in the basement of this house still lingers 9 months later.
You think?
Members now face criminal charges.
I have no doubt that it was an accident, but it's still a very untoward event. Something that's
this is the president of the college.
We are as an institution.
Mr. Charisma.
He talks like a valley. He ends everything like it's a question.
Yeah. Untoward event.
Applied to various parts of their body, as well as being struck with rolled up towels fashioned as clubs. There were two members of the fraternity home today. The one in the black T-shirt identified himself as Tyler Lawrence,
the guy
who had to undergo emergency surgery. Mm-hmm. Neither wanted to talk to Nine on Your Side.
He's still hanging out there.
I also went to the home of one of the defendants
here in Stockholm Syndrome.
Why would you still hang out there? I would burn that shit down, man.
Still looking for his ball.
After careful consideration,
you guys got my ball? Have you seen my ball?
Reynolds said he imposed a minimum 5-year ban on the fraternity.
I think the 5-year time period also is kind of the extent of an academic.
How would you stay in the frat,
so
man?
It would be up to the alums to reframe. Because
he's Stockholm Syndrome.
I would ask for my refund, first of all.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Because he paid money to have the luxury of having his ball beaten out of him.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Gamma, an independent fraternity, claims to have been founded in 1907. It will now be up to the alums to request that they be reinstated.
Founded in 1907, and only 7 balls lost in all those years.
To change its culture.
It's really difficult to
it's
change.
Really difficult to change the culture of a fraternity.
This culture is problematic.
Yeah, boys will be boys.
You know how you change the culture? You end that fraternity there forever.
Well, they said they're going to suspend it for 5 years. That's the plan.
You end it forever.
They're scheduled to be arraigned June the 13th in Wilmington Municipal Court. These students will be long gone, either graduated or otherwise, before this fraternity will be considered for reinstatement. That will be the school year of 2019 and 2020.
2019.
Jay Warren, Nine on Your Side, Wilmington.
Nine on Your Side. We're on your side. We're on your side of your balls.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why would you subject yourself? Because you're paying for friends when you join a frat, right? And access
girls.
To parties.
But now the reason you join the frat is girls.
Right. Friends.
And now you've, you know...
And now
your ability to
well, when you lose a ball, like when people have a ball removed, for example, because of like cancer or something, you can get a dummy ball.
Yeah.
Put in. You can choose to have, or you can go with one ball. It's
they
up
can do
to
a
you.
Fundraiser at the frat for the guy's fake ball.
Help raise money.
Look, he needs a new ball
for Tyler's new ball. Because you can choose
nut up for Tyler.
You can choose to have because it just looks normal to have two, or you can choose to just go with one. Like it's up to you if you get the surgery if you like have one removed.
Wanna so have a story.
He could have a dummy ball already in there. I mean, maybe he feels fine about it, but now he's outed. Like he still goes to school there.
Yeah,
every
and,
girl
and he's like they're fine. You know, that's fine.
Yeah, I still live here. What are you looking at?
Oh. I'm just letting him see what's available for him in New York City.
Are you looking up girls right now on Instagram?
Just one.
Oh.
just one. He needs to know.
Yeah. Just, hey, man, there's light on the other end of the
Turn
tunnel.
Turn down for what?
I feel like if you put Icy Hot on my balls, friendship is over.
That's a whole other...
If I could still have both of them intact afterwards, and we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we're just not hanging out. But to beat a ball out of me, like that's what happened.
I'm gonna beat the balls out you.
You beat one
that's
out
what
of
the
me.
Fuck's about to happen here.
Hey guys, do you still got my room available? I just got back from the hospital.
About to beat the balls out you.
You sound like Peter Brady in the voice change episode.
Yeah. Well, that's why like I had no desire to join a frat ever.
Yeah,
it was just because like stuff like that comes into it. And
it might be worse in black fraternities.
Oh, it's absolutely worse.
I know some. This, you know, I never wanted to.
And I would like, one of my roommates in college was in a frat, and they were all like good guys individually, but you get them in a group, like hanging out together, and they're all like cutting on each other, making fun of each other, like really viciously all the time, like constantly trying to prove who's
swinging
the coolest.
Dicks.
Yeah. And I can't deal with that. If I'm going to hang out with friends, it's going to be relaxing, not.
I had a very grand poobah type mentality about it. I ain't down with no frat because I ain't no Greek.
Right.
I had a very grand poobah mentality. Plus, I saw so many guys getting ass whoopings, and I was like, you pay for this?
Yeah, you pay for that.
I'll whoop your ass for free.
Yeah.
Right. And we can be friends after.
My cousin's a Kappa. He went through it.
And he got to get branded or get some fucking permanent.
The Omegas, they get branded.
He has a tattoo. Kappas do brands. Really? Everybody does brands. Right. Across the board, they all do brands. But they do different things. Like sometimes Kappas do brands, but they also do tattoos. He has a tattoo. I don't think he could take the pain of the brand, which is fine. I'm not even. He could take the pain, bitch. I'm not even saying.
Not going to judge him for that one.
I'm not even saying that. I'm saying, again, that's some slavery shit. Some slavery.
Oh yeah, getting the brands. Like, no, you're part of this.
That's some slavery.
Well,
shit.
I think it goes back to also this thing that men have. A lot of times you've seen it happen growing up. Like two dudes hate each other. They fight, and then they're friends afterwards.
Yeah,
it's that shared experience bonding thing that happens. That there's like a brotherhood. So it's like, let's just
like
force
you.
That. Let's just force each other to go through some shit. Like it's almost like boot camp or something.
Can't we just go chase some hoes together?
Yeah, can we just hang out? How about let's play FIFA?
It's a lot more fun.
Let's play FIFA together for a while.
Can we just do that?
No, I got to see your dick.
Madden?
I have to see your dick.
I
have to
put my dick on your head. Hit it with a towel.
Put my dick on your head.
In fact, you have to have a blindfold on so you can't see how much I'm looking at your dick right now. Like, you just have to just guess. But trust me, I'm fucking staring at your dick right now.
Black fraternities are fucking violent. Violent, like violently weird shit happens. Not a lot of pseudo gay. That's very white,
right?
Pseudo gay play, but black is just which is worse, the pseudo gay or the violence?
Well, I think
it's the violence, man.
You can shake off the pseudo gay,
yeah. But also the violence, like they won't do pseudo gay stuff. You said in black frats because they're homophobic. So
yeah,
it's
black
like,
people
it's
are
like,
very,
it's like homophobia
men are
with
very homophobic.
Extra manly,
yeah. But it's like homophobia with a side of extreme violence. Maybe I think that's the worst part.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't the dude at FAMU, didn't he have, like, things put in his ass? Like,
no, they got him on the bus, and they did a thing where they said, you got to walk from the front of the bus to the back of the bus, and the meet,
also,
down
seems
an
like
aisle
kind
of the bus, and you're getting beat the whole time.
Racially related. Get to the back of the bus.
Yeah, and then they pull you into the chair, and then they beat on you some more. He just lost consciousness and died.
There's a lot of things in asses with hazing.
Butt chugging?
Yeah, a lot
I'm wondering
of
how I'm wondering if that's a white thing or a black asses. Thing. That's because I don't.
It's got to be a white thing.
Black people don't like to fuck with. I'm telling you, especially black men are so homophobic.
They don't mess with the booty hole?
Yeah, oh no. No, and I think a black guy would fight.
Yeah.
If that was happening, immediately he'd start fighting.
But he's outnumbered.
Plus, we've all been to prison. So.
All of them.
So you have
all
a
fear there, yeah.
If you ain't been, you know somebody that's been, and you know what the fuck happens in prison.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, I'm not going to let this happen to me. So the minute that starts happening, you start thinking, I ain't going to let this happen.
Yeah, but
so that would be the line.
It ends up happening in prison.
Yeah. Well, in prison, you got nowhere to go. Yeah. If you're in a frat, you just got to get to the front door.
Well, maybe, but these people stay through that shit.
Yeah.
You know, they don't care. This is the price they're willing to pay.
I got cousins in frats.
Yeah.
I got cousins that are Kappas. I've had roommates that are Kappas. I've always found it ridiculous. I'm like, you pay for this.
Well, this guy Tyler sounds like a great friend, if you ask me.
Tyler Lawrence. Do whatever you want, guys. I'll still be your friend.
And by the way, the girls do it to each other, too. At least in black.
It's psychological.
Black. The black ones, they beat on.
Really?
Beat on each other. Yeah. Damn. In the band, because they when they did the... I had read about the story, and then Real Sports, one of the greatest sports shows ever, did a story about it. And they went and talked to girls, and they were like, yep, they beat the shit out of each other.
Damn.
What I you know what of a failure of a parent I would think of myself as if, A, my daughter allowed that to happen to her, or B, she did it to somebody else.
Did that.
I would think of myself as, I failed. Wow. I did something very, very, very wrong. I don't know what the fuck I didn't do, but I did something
wrong
to let her think that
could've that
been faster
was okay.
Could
have those chips, man.
To think that, I know. to
Look,
think
I mean,
that it's the Doritos. To think that this is the thing to do.
If you're going
to
allow, I mean, women can do everything that men can do.
Yeah.
So if you're going to allow men to do it, you're fine with your cousins being in frats. So
is that your blogger voice?
Yeah. I'm not fine with it. I talk shit to them. I'm like, I can't believe
you. You're holding women to a different standard, and that's very problematic.
To help you, right.
It's very problematic. Right, she should be able to put things in asses of future friends.
Yeah.
Just like a man.
You're right.
Just like a man. We can do everything that men can do.
It was the older guy on Real Sports. The older
the
older
shaky
white
dude?
Cat. Yeah.
Frank DeFord?
Frank DeFord. He asked the girl, he said, why? When it happened to you, why did you then in turn do it to somebody else? She was like, well, I first thought I would never do it, but then I thought, well, it's my turn. I'm going to go ahead and...
Yeah. Got to pay it back.
Yeah.
He's like, why would you do that to somebody? You could have been... He's like, you could have been one to stop it. She had nothing to say. She's sad.
There's nothing
sad
to say. Yeah, there's no way to defend it.
Embarrassed. I'm like, yeah, you're on television, bitch. A camera
in
right
the
here. A camera with lights.
So why didn't you? Yeah, right
like,
in your face.
You stop this.
Let me ask you a question that's been bugging me. Why'd you do this?
Yeah, the beating is directly from slavery, though.
I don't know.
It's directly. That this is what you do to get people to act right. You beat on them.
Where there's a bonding thing, too. It's
from
we,
the, and then you bond in the pain.
We bond. Yeah. The brotherhood.
Bond in the pain.
Like soldiers.
Yeah.
You know? We're soldiers. Yeah. We're fucking soldiers out here.
This.
We're going black to a keg party. Formation.
I've called the black man a soldier. He's a soldier. I say that shit all the time. You know? A lot of it is slavery, man. Slavery.
Always
gotta,
comes back to
you
slavery.
You
got to
break the chains of the white man. So-called white man. As
yeah,
I'm
but
looking at Pete.
Why don't people ever talk about the good part of slavery? You know, you guys, you whitewash. You blackwash it.
Thank
really.
You for reminding me, Andy. Well, at least they had a job.
Yeah. A job and,
place
you know,
to live.
And family bonds were better as well.
You said that too quick, Pete.
Family bonds.
You ain't been on this podcast
I was ready for it to come out. Just be like, oh, yeah, they had a place to live and a job, and you know they learned the value of hard days work.
I don't think I like that coming out of your mouth.
Let's put it this way. I'm 39 years old. I've never seen an unhappy slave.
There you go.
In all my life.
There you go.
So if I ain't seen it, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Since 1974, there's never been an unhappy slave. At least. So what are you guys complaining about?
Did you guys see Rick Perry talking about homosexuality?
I did.
I didn't even see this until it popped up on Facebook.
Yeah, he was in, I think he was in San Francisco too.
Of all places.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. Hey guys.
The gay mecca for white men, the gay mecca for black men is Atlanta.
Hotlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Atlanta has like a call for black people. One, every black, Atlanta is like black people's mecca. You have to go to Atlanta at least once.
Strip club mecca.
Yeah, it's a strip club mecca, that too.
Right.
Magic City. Don't ask me how I know that.
And I saw that Vice has a good
because I'm black.
Vice has a good half hour segment on YouTube on the Atlanta strip club scene.
Did they talk about?
It's worth watching.
Did they talk about the Claremont Lounge?
Oh yeah, they went to Claremont.
Claremont is a. Have you?
I was in Atlanta, and for the UVA was playing Auburn and the Chick-fil-A Bowl a couple years ago, and we went to the Cheetah something or other afterwards.
Cheetah's. Club Cheetah.
Club Cheetah.
I went to the one in Vegas.
Yeah,
that's a fucking strip club for you.
There was a lot. There's a lot going on there. Yeah,
I'll admit it. Yeah. One of Vegas is fantastic.
Highly recommended. Yelp review: 5 out of 5 stars.
Cheetah's where they film Showgirls in Atlanta and Vegas.
Oh, really?
Fantastic. Damn. You know. The Claremont Lounge is like a freak show, basically.
They're all like 55-year-old strippers.
Oh, Attell went there when he was doing his show.
For Insomniac?
Yeah. Oh,
that sounds about Claremont. Right.
And people go, man. They go all the time.
Like, check it out.
Girls like, put like a beer can between their titties and smack, take her sagging
that, that
ass
sounds
titties.
Very Attell right
and
there.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, they talked to that girl on this Vice report.
Did they talk to her on that? Yeah, I got to watch that now.
All right, I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's great. I was like, because, you know, you pull up a thing, and you're like, oh, I don't know if I have the attention span for a half hour. And it was over, and I was like, it's already over. I want to hear more about this strip club scene.
We need like a 5-part miniseries.
Chris, we have a listener down there. Chris, have you been to the Claremont? Chris Let us Gray. Know, man.
Well, you know, Dominique is from Atlanta.
Yeah, Dominique, have you been to the Claremont? I mean, just as, you know, for the fuck of it. Because women will do that sometimes, just go to strip club.
It's like it's a dive bar. It's like, it's cool because it sucks.
Claremont. Yeah, it's kind of the mecca. Black people go there. Yeah, you got to make the pilgrimage at least once in your lifetime to Atlanta. And gay men.
Gay men. Aren't really out.
Black men. But gay white men. You got to go to San Francisco.
San Francisco.
He goes out or in. So he's in San Francisco, Rick Perry, who I've always thought might be gay. Could easily be in the closet gay. Texas Governor Rick Perry compared homosexuality to alcoholism, arguing that both can be overcome.
Right. He's doing that sort of, you don't have to act on it.
Whether or not you feel compelled to follow a particular lifestyle or not, you have the ability to decide not to do it. Most alcoholics I've known don't have that ability.
This is his point. I mean, he's just saying that you have a...
Is he an alcoholic?
He says...
No, but he's...
He says, I may have the genetic coding that I'm inclined to be an alcoholic,
but tells me that he's an alcoholic.
I have the desire not to do that, and I looked at homosexuality the same way.
Yeah, which tells
I have the
me,
desire to
which
be
tells
on some
me
dicks.
That A, you're an alcoholic, and B, even if I was considering you as president, no.
Oh, not even close.
No, that's a high-stress job. You're going to drink. I don't need no alcoholic. You'd be right up there with having, I don't know,
hey, Bush
a cokehead as a president. Perry has advanced an argument along the same lines before. In his 2008 book, he wrote, even if an alcoholic is powerless over alcohol once it enters his body, he still makes a choice to drink.
Not really.
And even if someone is attracted to a person of the same sex, he or she still makes a choice to engage in sexual activity with someone of the same gender.
It's be gay, but don't act on it.
That's exactly what it is.
You know, hate the sin, not the sinner.
Which I would always tell these fucking idiots, like, well, do you make a choice to like women?
Yeah. Right. If it's a choice, why doesn't he go choose to suck a dick to show everyone that he can choose one or the other? He's not going to do that. He's not going to suck some dude's dick.
No, it's gay, man.
What do you think? I'm queer? Come on. Also, it's not even the logic of that doesn't make sense from his political views either. Because, all right, he thinks alcoholism is this thing, which you have something that compels you to drink and you can sort of control that and control not. And, And homosexuality is something that compels you to be gay, but you don't have to do it.
The power of Christ compels you.
But
the power of male dick compels you.
He's against, or he's for anti-sodomy laws.
Yeah.
Which means he wants gay sex illegal. He's not for alcohol prohibition. So in the same vein,
that's
where
because he's an alcoholic, he doesn't like dick. If he liked dick, he might be
against alcohol prohibition is proven to not work.
No.
So we've tried that once. It didn't work. So even though he's saying this is the same kind of things, you control your urges, and one of them he wants to legislate. He wants to get the government involved to literally say it's illegal to, you know, suck a dick or have anal sex. But he's not going to do that with alcohol. So even within his political views, he's not consistent there, you know?
I'd like to see someone bring that up in an argument, like, or in a debate.
Are you in favor of prohibition of alcohol?
But he'd run from
With that exact language, it's like, look, like, you're telling people they can drink, but you're telling them they can't suck a dick. Like,
right.
What's the problem, Rick?
He'd run from that. Somebody got a guy on a stand the other day, and they were talking about gay marriage, or the gay baker. The baker's saying, I don't have to serve someone who's gay. I don't want to bake a cake for someone who's gay. I can just say, I don't want to make you a cake because you're gay. So then the guy said, what about if a Jewish person comes in and you say it's against your religion? And the guy
bake for Jewish to be Jewish, yeah.
You say, I'm having a Jewish wedding and I want a cake, and you say no, it's against my religion because Christians and Jews, I don't know if you know this, traditionally don't really get along.
Yeah,
and he says
it's like the whole denying of Jesus as an important guy.
Don't really get along. So he was like, couldn't you then use that same line of logic to say that I'm not going to make a cake for Jews, or I'm not going to make a cake for, let's say, an interracial couple, which caught my attention immediately. Is I'm not going to make a cake for them. Couldn't you say that? If you just say it's against my religion to do that, and people have used religion to fight against interracial couples for many, many, many years, so couldn't you just say that? And the guy kept hemming and hawing, and the dude just nailed him down. He was like, just is it or isn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, well, yeah, I guess they could. Well, then.
There you go.
Hey, man.
How can we allow you to do this?
It's Adam and Eve, not Jamal and Eve.
Exactly. There you go.
But
Jamal and Steve either.
I don't want Jamal fucking Eve because then Eve will want to be with Jamal and Jamal won't treat her right.
Gay people are not a protected class,
right?
In terms of discrimination laws.
What are you saying? Jamal has a big dick. Is that what you're saying? It's not true. I've been in PE with them. I've seen man. It's not true.
Jamal lost one of his balls anyway in college. Jamal. He didn't have a ball. He's like one ball Jamal. That's what they call him. But gay people are not a protected class in that sense in a lot of states. So
they should be.
It can't. The argument doesn't hold up legally because you can say, I don't want this gay thing in my life. Yeah. But you can't say, I don't want black people sitting in this part of my restaurant.
That's why I in good conscience, can't support anti-gay law. I just in good conscience, I can't. Because it's literally the exact same laws that were used against me and my wife getting married. I can't in good conscience abort it.
Well, blame Jesus, man.
I do blame Jesus.
He's the one.
Fucking Jesus.
I wouldn't do it if Jesus didn't say
it. Is it Jesus or is it just all the people that say they know Jesus?
All those people.
Fucking I mean Jesus. Black,
fucking
I know, Lenny, what he, I know what
Lenny Kravitz Jesus. By the way, my Jesus is Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, he's black?
Like, sort of black. Like, like Lenny Kravitz is like, he's black.
Well, Lenny Kravitz has like the fro though, so does Jesus have a fro?
You know, he's Jewish too.
Yeah.
That's why he has a fro. So,
there you go.
So that's my Jesus. That's why when people say, Jesus is black, I'm like, like Lenny Kravitz black.
Yeah, he's not.
That's what I always say. Like,
he's not Wesley Snipes.
No.
There's no Wesley Snipes Jesus.
No, he's not Wesley Snipes, but he's Lenny Kravitz.
I think if Jesus remade.
Ripped stomach.
If Jesus remade American
jeans
Woman.
Jeans down low.
He would have done a better job. Jesus would have done a better job of making American Woman. Of course he would.
Jesus shreds the guitar.
Yeah.
Of course he would have. What's our time?
59 minutes.
We got one 58. More to,
all right.
What are we going to go home on?
I'm going to hit the bathroom real quick before we.
Hurry up.
We're not going to edit this out, Pete.
We're not editing this out. So now we're going to talk shit now that Pete's out of the fucking room. This fucking dude, man, with the girl. I can't believe you're going to tell him to fuck that girl.
That's Monday. And no, I can't. We're talking about Pete right now.
You're where you're at.
Yeah, I understand.
I know, and I agree with it. Just not with that bitch.
I didn't know the story. I didn't know
that's
the
all I'm saying.
No,
she's not. That girl is not worthy of him doing that.
I didn't know that at the time.
You know,
I just thought
mean?
It was his girlfriend.
Yeah,
you know, I've had girlfriends.
She's not worthy of that.
Sometimes you.
If she's worthy
defer.
Of that, then yeah,
you got to defer to the
that
relationship.
That girl's not worthy of that. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Yeah. Now we know
she's 2 days late. with that shit. She should have broken up with him. Imagine if she broke up with him that night.
That would be fucking...
Oh, that would have been perfect. Oh, how poetic would that,
that be? That would have been...
Imagine if she broke up with you...
It would have been Edgar Allan Poe.
Right before the show on Friday. And then right after the show, the girl's like, hey, it's my birthday, and you want to get some of this? Oh, that would have been...
Hey, that girl's not worthy of you... pissing away a shirt. All right,
we can't do Monday's show
again.
She's
just not worthy of it. That's the problem. She's not worthy of it.
Yeah.
She wasn't worthy of it.
Yeah.
If she was, we would have right now. Now you know.
Right.
Okay, that's what we're going to close
Homosexuality is like Pete on Friday. Like, you have the urge, but you can choose not to do it, you know? So
we're going to do the $1,000 tip.
$1,000 tip.
I didn't understand.
Right.
That's why I sent it to you. The steer shot dead in the middle of Baltimore, which I think is fucking... It doesn't even surprise me.
Right. Hey, man, it didn't know which street it shouldn't go down on a certain part of the night.
Yeah, yeah.
How about this Texas supermarket labeling beef penis as human food? What is human food?
The article sort of explains it. I looked into it.
Which one do y'all think is best?
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, we're talking about homosexuality. Let's talk about beef penis. Just keep it going.
That's beef true. Dick.
Beef dick.
Oh, we also got the cotton gin story from last week.
A Texas supermarket, once again, Rick Perry, Texas, allegedly sells beef penis mislabeled as human food. A civil lawsuit has been filed claiming that a Texas grocery store improperly labeled and sold beef penis as human food. First of all, is beef penis not human food?
What is it used for normally?
They'll
I don't know.
They'll explain.
All right.
They'll explain.
As reported, the lawsuit alleges that the supermarket manager and another worker repackaged beef penis or pizzle. That's fantastic.
Pizzle.
Get some of this beef pizzle, baby.
P-I-Z-Z-L-E.
Right, that God. Is fantastic.
It was apparently Snoop Dogg worked in the beef
industry. Better come get some of this beef pizzle for shizzle.
That's how cows talk to each other.
You know you want this beef pizzle.
Hey, bitch, you want some of this pizzle before I get slaughtered?
Girl, don't run from this beef pizzle.
Look, girl, this is our last day on earth, man.
That
we're going to be
fantastic.
We're going to be steaks and burgers tomorrow.
Pizzle.
So
that
you want some of this?
I think like when they had pizzle? To name it, they're like, "Oh, let's have some fun with it." Let's
really pizzle.
Pizzle.
For shizzle. That is fantastic. Labeled, I've never said shizzle seriously in my life,
but you
except
just
right now.
Because pizzle, maybe Snoop heard that word and
heard
he was
it.
Like, oh, this is cool. I got to start talking. To
pizzle,
that.
Oh, right down here. Pizzle is an old English word for animal penis,
uh-huh.
Typically that of a bull.
Right.
It is most common to find pizzle in the U.S. in bully sticks or pizzle sticks, which are chewable dog treats. There you go, Andy.
My dog, I've never given my dog a bully stick, and now I never will. I'm sure he's eaten some animal dick at some point in his life because they probably just grind all that shit up. It's like, you know, putting chicken beaks in food.
Some foreign cultures believe beef pizzle, for shizzle, is an aphrodisiac and uses it in soups or drinks.
Oh, so you can go
Chinese Olympians in 2008 used red deer pizzle, for shizzle, to boost their stamina and aid their performance.
That doesn't sound right. That just sounds like, oh yeah, if you eat this dick, it'll make you a lot better.
And aid their perfizzle. So these people at the grocery store, they labeled beef pizzle.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be labeled inedible beef, not intended for use as human food. They labeled it. They just took the last words. They just labeled it as human food. First of all, if I'm going through the grocery store and I see
human food
meat that just says human food,
I wouldn't buy it.
There's no chance I'm buying that.
What is this?
They could have easily messed that up.
What is this, Soylent Green? What is this?
It's people.
What is this? I'm not buying it.
Just go to the butcher. The burger. He's like, "What do you got? You got some steaks here. You got some pork chops. I have. We got a sale on human food.
I got human food.
We've got.
Is it made out of humans? I don't know.
It just says human food. I just work here.
I got a barbecue next weekend. I need some human food.
I got that.
Oh man,
I got human food.
I got plenty. We got a wholesale on human food.
They didn't say what city in Texas this is.
I think it was filed in the state of Texas. It's the Texas Attorney General's office. Who found out?
Anybody know Rodney Thomas?
Who's Rodney Thomas?
Ex-Titans running back. He died at 41. What did he play, like one season?
I don't know Rodney Thomas. Yeah. He
played
probably
for the Oilers, Titans, and Falcons during a 7-year NFL career. He was a journeyman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't really, he probably didn't have much of a career.
Yeah, he was a journeyman.
I got this, I pull up another article on Pizzle.
I know enough about, I've learned as much about Pizzle as I would like to learn in my lifetime.
You need to know some more. You need to quit running from Pizzle.
This pizzle's going to be in your life, whether you want it to or not.
I need pizzle in my life. Come put it in my life.
Yeah, uses for pizzle. In the U.S., pizzle is commonly used in chewable dog toys and is occasionally used in specialty glues.
Well, Melba just wished her father a happy Father Dizzle.
On Facebook.
assumption. The Texas Attorney General filed a lawsuit alleging MT Supermarket on North Lamar Boulevard sold what's known as Pizzle. It claims a grocery store employee repackaged inedible beef.
There's no one black in that studio with him.
Pizzle is commonly used in a chewable dog toy. A judgment in the case calls for the supermarket.
I gotta hear in that. The case calls for, I gotta hear him say Pizzle.
It's known as Pizzle. It's known as Pizzle.
That's you need ice.
MT
that.
Supermarket on North Lamar Boulevard.
So shizzle my nizzle. Come get this Pizzle. Frizzle.
Pizzle.
MT Supermarket on North Lamar Boulevard sold what's known as Pizzle.
Bring the Tom Twizzle.
Claims grocery store employee repackaged inedible beef. And
you're listening to Channel 4 Nizzle.
Pizzle is
their top story tonight. Pizzle. Is it in your food?
That is hilarious.
We're gonna solve the puzzle of Pizzle tonight on the news. Check out our community or consumer reporter.
More on the story.
It's hilarious. That is so fucking hilarious. That's insane. Pizzle.
Hi, I'm Brian Wizzle, NBC News. I'm here to ask about the human fizzle called Pizzle. What say you?
For shizzle. Come get some of this Pizzle.
Everybody sounds like Bootsy Collins when they talk about Pizzle.
Can't help.
You want some of this Pizzle, baby? Oh, hey, it's Bootzilla. I got this Pizzle.
Hey, can I get 2 pounds of Pizzle? Oh, we serve it by the inch, actually. Oh, can I get 3 inches of Pizzle?
About 3 inches of Pizzle.
Well, that's all you want? You don't want 6 inches?
You don't want 6 inches of Pizzle? It's from a cow. We've got it's 15 inches long. You want the whole? We'll give you a
deal. We've got extra.
I got a little bit more.
We've got a lot of Pizzle. We got a Pizzle. We got a lizzle of Pizzle.
Oh, Jesus. I got a lizzle of Pizzle. I need a lot of Pizzle. I know you do. I know you do.
I just lost a lot of respect for the beef industry. Like, remember when they took Oprah to court?
Yeah.
And they were like, you're hurting our industry. I was like, the rebuttal should have been, you guys call shit Pizzle.
Pizzle. Yeah.
You call cow dicks Pizzle.
You're a mockery of yourselves.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. We can't take it. You can't go to court using Pizzle as
Pizzle.
A cow body part.
For shizzle. How did he not say for shizzle in the
known as
fucking news?
Pizzle.
Pizzle.
Yeah, the cow that got shot in Baltimore was a steer. It was a female cow.
Okay. No Pizzle there.
No Pizzle.
No Pizzle on that.
Pizzle-less.
Probably running from some Pizzle.
Save she
some
had pizzle. A vajizzle.
A snizzle, if you will.
A tiny vajizzle. And it was just a place for the Pizzle.
It's a muffizzle.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I feel like we could keep this going for at least another half hour.
We could. That's why we're going to wrap up. Listen, people, we hope you had a great time with us today.
Listen, Pizzles.
Get some Pizzle in your life. Get your Pizzle count up.
We want to thank...
You need some Pizzle. And you need some Pizzle. And you need some Pizzle.
We want to thank P. Bladel for sitting in with us.
Pizzle Bladel.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, guys. And don't forget the Comedy Jocks podcast. Me, Mike Eltraham, Courtney Farrington, at Comedy Jocks.
That's right.
Facebook.com.
A couple other Pizzles y'all have heard.
Yeah.
Previously,
yeah. Stitcher Radio.
Previous Lizzle,
Stitcher, Podbean,
on this Pod Dizzle,
and WordPress. Just Google Comedy Jocks.
Yeah, comedyjocks.wordpress.com. You'll find us one way or another.
Yeah, you'll
Comedy Jocks Zizzle.
Yeah. Like us on Facebook.
It's their new sports Pizzle. Pod Zizzle, Frizzle.
This is going to continue off, Mike.
It's not going to keep going.
Yeah, join this friend. I lost one of my Bizzles.
Listen, tomorrow night and Saturday night, I'll be at the Draft Hizzle.
Uh-huh.
Performing with Chris Catanizzle.
Chris Catizzle.
Catizzle's 4 shows. Come on out. I'll be feature-rizzling.
Come over to the Green Room on Thursday the 19th, which is tonight, to watch me headline in the Green Rizzle.
The Green Rizzle.
With Tim Mizzle.
Andy Klein Nizzle.
Andy Clizzle.
We'll be up on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bringing the laugh bizzles.
Welcome to 1995, everybody.
And then next weekend, this upcoming weekend, I should say, come hang out at some wedding reception in Leesburg and watch me drink in a corner and try and get my fuck count up.
Trying to get his fuck count up, Izzle.
It's Leesburg, really? It's in Leesburg?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
That Pizzle.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Trying to get his fuck count up, Izzle. So I want to thank you guys for coming in with us today. Hope you enjoyed your father, Dizzle. I did.
Yeah,
Come back on Monday. We'll be here for you guys. We had a great time with y'all today. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Pete Bladel.
And this has been Three Guys On, and we are three guys out Dizzle.
Hopping, stopping, hopping like a rabbit. When I take the Nina Ross, you know I got to have it. I lay back in the cut, retain myself. Think about the shit and I think it well.
how can I mix my grip? And how should I make that nigga straight slip? Said trip, got a giddy boy's grip as I dip around the corner. Now I'm on another mission, wishing upon a star. Snoop Doggy Dog with the caviar. In the back of the limo, no demo, this is the real. Breaking niggas down.